This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. The Taliban said on Friday it had seized control of 85% of Afghanistan, with fighters tightening their grip on strategic areas. Government officials, however, dismissed the assertion by the Sunni Muslim insurgent group. We get more from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Local Afghan officials said Taliban fighters had captured an important district in Herat province, home to tens of thousands of minority Shiite Hazaras. Torgundi, a northern town on the border with Turkmenistan, was also captured by the Taliban overnight, Afghan and Taliban officials said. A Taliban delegation is in Moscow, seeking to address its fears that radical Islamists could infiltrate Central Asia. As fighting continued, the World Health Organization said at least 18.4 million people require humanitarian assistance, including 3.1 million children at risk of acute malnutrition.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. President Joe Biden has signed an executive order he says will lower prices for families and boost wages by targeting anti-competitive practices in several parts of the economy. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president says some in big business have gotten away from the American ideal of economic competition.
Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation.
The sweeping order has several dozen actions and recommendations, including cutting down on non-compete agreements, which often stop workers in some industries from going to competitors for more money.
You can't leave Burger King to go to McDonald's. Come on. Is there a trade secret about what's inside that patty?
Business and trade groups argue the order will actually stifle economic growth and could set off major legal fights. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. President Joe Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin in a Friday phone call that he must take action against cyber criminals acting in his country, and that the U.S. reserves the right to defend its people and its critical infrastructure. Jen Psaki is the White House spokesperson.
He made clear that he is going to take steps to defend the American people and our own infrastructure and our interests here in the United States. So while we're not going to preview operationally what that looks like or what he may decide to do, he did make clear that he reserves that option to take action.
The conversation came less than a month after the two leaders met in Geneva, where Biden warned against continuing cyber attacks on U.S. businesses and infrastructure emanating from Russia. The confirmed death toll in the collapse of a Florida condominium tower rose to 79 Friday after workers recovered an additional 14 bodies and reduced the pile of rubble down to nearly ground level. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava made the announcement at a news conference on WPLG.
We recovered another victim. The total number of confirmed deaths is now 79.
61 people remain missing and are feared dead in the concrete and steel ruins of the 12-story building in the oceanfront town of Surfside. The number of missing could change, as it remains possible that not all were in the building when it abruptly crumbled to the ground in the early hours of June 24th. Officials have yet to determine the cause of the disaster. England fans at this year's Euro 2020 football tournament say football's coming home, but if so, it might be bringing COVID-19 with it. Francis McGuire of Reuters reports.
Football's coming home is the chant England soccer fans sing at Euro 2020, but if it is, it might bring coronavirus with it. That was the warning from medical experts this week as England prepared to face Italy in Sunday's final, which thousands of fans are due to attend. London's Wembley Stadium has hosted two semi-finals with crowds of around 60,000 people at each game. The matches were so-called pilot events where supporters must test negative or be fully vaccinated on entering Wembley. Germany has questioned the decision by European soccer's governing body UEFA to allow bigger crowds in stadiums, while the World Health Organization said it's important to look beyond arenas into pubs and bars where people gather to watch the games.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 1.3%, the S&P rose by 1.13%, the NASDAQ added 0.98%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.